SRN News, I'm John Scott. Tonight's presidential debate at 9 p.m. Eastern will be breaking new ground. White House correspondent Greg Clexton explains.
When Joe Biden and Donald Trump face off this evening for 90 minutes, it will make history as the first debate between a sitting president and a former president. The debate also comes unusually early in the general election calendar, before the candidates are officially their party's nominees. And in a departure from recent presidential debates, tonight's will be held in a TV studio with no audience and muted microphones when it's not the candidate's turn to speak. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court has cleared the way for Idaho hospitals to provide emergency abortions for now in a procedural ruling that leaves key questions unanswered.
The ruling could mean the issue ends up before the high court again soon. It came after an opinion was briefly posted on the court's website accidentally and quickly taken down, but not before it was obtained by Bloomberg News. The Biden administration had argued doctors must be allowed to provide emergency abortions when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. But Idaho says its law does allow abortions to save the life of a pregnant woman, and federal law doesn't require wider exceptions.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the Supreme Court rejecting a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would have shielded Sackler family members who own the company from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids, but would have provided billions of dollars to combat the epidemic. The justices blocking an agreement hammered out with state and local governments and victims. The Sacklers would have contributed up to $6 billion and relinquished ownership of the company, but kept billions more. The Dow ahead 55 points, and the NASDAQ is losing 20 points. This is SRN News. Christians in the UK doubt so-called climate change.
A new poll released by Whitestone Insight finds that while 77% of the general British population believes that the Earth is warming up, only 61% of committed Christians do. And who's to blame for climate change? The vast majority of the public in the United Kingdom says humans. But only about half of Christians think that's true. Other polls have indicated similar findings about climate and Christians here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in Pakistan arresting 23 people accused of being part of a mob that killed a man suspected of desecrating the Quran. The suspects were charged with murder and burning a police station where the mob killed the man last week. Blasphemy accusations are common in Pakistan. Under that country's blasphemy laws, anyone found guilty of insulting Islam or Islamic religious figures can be sentenced to death. This is SRN News. California lawmakers approving a budget that slashes spending and temporarily raises business taxes.
The budget closes an estimated $46.8 billion deficit, second year in a row. The nation's most populous state ran a multi-billion dollar shortfall. The budget includes $16 billion in cuts, temporarily raises taxes on businesses with more than $1 million in revenue. Taxes expected to bring in more than $5 billion.
Correspondent Rich Thomason, New York's public transit system will stop work on a planned subway line expansion and other projects. That's because of a $16.5 billion shortfall caused by Governor Kathy Hochul's decision to halt a plan to fund the projects through congestion tolls imposed on drivers entering the busiest part of Manhattan. And a pair of giant pandas on their way from China to the San Diego Zoo. It's part of an ongoing conservation partnership between the two nations. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.